Well, welcome back to Rise of 365, a podcast committed to inspiring and supporting others who embrace the opportunity to rise with each new day. You know, rising daily can be a challenge for many, including myself, and it is my hope that what you hear in these episodes will assist you in rising every day of the year. Well, this is episode 14, and we're at the Rising 365 checking in episode. Can't believe we've already done so many episodes, and I wanted to take a time to pause to check in with everyone who's listened. How are things going for you? You know, today is Wednesday, May 8th. And to be honest, this is one of the days that rising was not easy this morning. Today is the last day of my kids' and my daughter's school, and they get up early and go. And you know what? I laid in bed and didn't help with their last day. I didn't congratulate them on their last day like I should have. So I'm kind of beating myself up for that. On top of that, the house has caught in the spring flu or spring cold that has been going around our area. Not everyone, the four of us, are feeling the top of our game the past few days, and it almost won and kept me in bed. It won this morning. Like I said, I didn't cheer on and congratulate my wife and kids as they went out for the last day of school. So I'm kind of beating myself up for that, but I'm up and I'm going and wanted to get out in front of you guys and get this episode recorded because checking in is important. You know, if this is your first time pressing play on this podcast, this is where we've been. The first episode was the good factor. You know, the good factor today for me should have been the girls' last day, but I stayed in bed. I didn't prepare the night before either. I didn't have anything really ready. That was episode two. So the good factor is trying to find that one thing that motivates you to get up and get going. And for me today was this podcast. Also on Wednesdays, I do a worship Wednesday. I sing a little bit of a worship song and just share some motivation, some scripture on TikTok and social media. So I wanted to get out in front of people and help them. So that was a good factor for today. And I've got some stuff before me today. It's also the last day of the youth group. So there are things that are motivating. I'm starting to get some energy this morning, but the morning was rough. But the day is going to be better. The night before, that was episode three. How are you preparing the night before? What are you getting done? Are you showering? Are you getting things in order? Are you cleaning up? So in the morning, things are ready. It's not havoc. What are you watching, reading, eating before bed? How are those things going? The night before is very important. Making sure you've haven't left any unreplied messages that people are waiting for you for that day. Getting everything checked off so you can rest peacefully. For others, that was another episode. How are you living your life the day you're giving for others? Remember, people are counting on you to wake up. If you have a job, if you're in a family, you know, people are counting on you to get to work and to come and do your thing, and your family's looking up for you, looking out for you. So we are rising for others. But today is just one of those. It's okay that every day is not a home run. Every day you're not springing out of bed. And I'm in one of those days today where I didn't spring out of bed, and it's okay. You know, sometimes it's like a diesel engine. It takes a little while to get warmed up, but once it's ready to go, you know, it's exciting to see what's out before us for the rest of the day. But not to beat yourself up. And then the newness. As I prepare and get this podcast recorded and get out into the community today, there's something new awaiting. Awaiting me, awaiting you when you get up and get going. And what if I just stayed in bed? I so easily. Just wanted to stay in bed and call it a wrap for the day. But if I'd have done that, the newness of what's before me would be missed. I wouldn't have been able to be here with you in this episode. I wouldn't have been able to do the Worship Wednesday video this morning. So there's a lot of things that, if I would have stayed in bed, that I would have missed out on. You know, I missed out on this morning, but I'm not going to miss out on this afternoon with my family. And they come home and I will be able to congratulate them on a great school year and how proud I am of all three of them. You know, we had the episode of going out and creating, learning something new, music, art, woodworking, writing, you know, the passion. When you work with your hands, we're in spring and my wife is busy gardening, and that there's something about creating. He'll get out there, get your hands dirty, learn something new, create something you've never done before, or recreate something you've done before and you haven't done it in a while. Pick back up the guitar, the pen, the paintbrush, the pencil, the clay pot, whatever it is. Go out and create. You know, because broken crowns still color. That's one of those. Just because we're not all together doesn't mean we can't still have a purpose. You still have a purpose. No matter how broken you feel, God's still got a purpose and a reason for you in your life. You know, I'm living with my eyes wide open. I know, you know, not feeling really well. I'm at the top of my game right now, a little under the weather, but my eyes are open to what the Lord is doing. Live your lives wide open. Sometimes it was on me. I've been really busy and haven't rested, so I need to do that. Need to spend time eating well. I had McDonald's yesterday, and some of this is on me. I'm making choices that aren't the healthiest thing, so I'm living with my eyes wide open, and it's important for us to do that, to look internally, to look not outwardly and look for blame, but with our eyes wide open, we see what are we doing in our lives to cause us to feel like kind of stuck in the mud. Those little changes I need to do. You know, today is definitely one of those days where I'm bearing the load and I'm making myself stronger, getting up when I didn't want to get up. You know, in order to get better and to get stronger, you gotta carry the load. And this is one of those days. But I'm excited to do that. I'm looking forward to the rest of the day. It's almost 10 a.m. here in central Nebraska, where I'm recording this podcast, and there's still a lot of day before me. You know, going to go to the gym, going to prepare some things for work, and we have a fundraiser coming up. So there's some stuff and activities to do and go see people and talk with the youth this afternoon. You know, all these loads getting stronger, getting better. I'm facing today. You know, we can run, we can't hide. Maybe something you're trying to run and hide from. Turn around and face it, that red lion that's been scaring you, that you haven't faced. Turn around, face that thing. Stop running from it. You can't run from it, is the takeaway from the episode. You can run, but you can't hide. Eventually, you run out of road. And you're either going to succumb to it, or you turn around, you face it with the strength of the Lord behind you, and you realize it's not that big of a deal. Maybe at first that the instance when you're eye to eye with it, it's a big deal. But when you overcome it and you're on the mountaintop, you've stood upon what you were afraid of, it no longer has that hold on you. And then letting go was last week's episode. The importance of letting go of the past, of not allowing that quicksand to overcome you. When you hold on to something so tight, eventually you can't hold on to it anymore. You've got to let it go in order to be free of it. But that's where we've been the past episodes. How are you doing? What's been helpful for you? You know, this podcast is meant to help others. I don't have all the answers. I'm no professional or counselor. I'm just a guy, a husband, a full-time missionary. You know, I was in the military and a police officer and still do some active stuff with the U.S. Marshals. I'm just here to Help others. Maybe you have something that's helpful for others. Leave those comments in the episode. Share them. I'd love to have you on the podcast so you can share what's helpful for you so you can rise each and every day. I start my day out each day reading an Alistair Begg devotional. And today's was just one of those that kind of inspired me and really ignited a flame to, okay, let's get going, Mike, today. And it was, we are called to go out and make disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're new to this podcast, I am a Christian, a believer in Jesus. And when we're not doing what God has called us to do, and that is to go and make disciples, teaching our community and those around us about Jesus, loving them and loving the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, then we feel life's burdens because we're not doing what we're called to do. And that doesn't mean you go and become a missionary, you go and to the other part of the world. Maybe that is a calling for you. Maybe that's been on your heart. God's been calling you to other parts of the world or the country or your community to go and share the gospel, and you just haven't done it. Maybe that's, this episode is meant to spur you on. I know it's my heart's desire to go, you know, to Honduras and help run a ministry down there, but in God's timing, I believe it will happen. But while he's got me here in central Nebraska, I'm going to share the gospel with kids, with community, and continue to teach God's word. And that's inspiring. So, yeah, find what fires you up. Are you doing what God has called you to do? Do you even believe in who Jesus is? Maybe you have a dusty Bible on your shelf and you haven't picked it up. Open it up. Go to the book of John and start learning about who Jesus is. And with an open heart and an open mind, he will reveal himself to you. Thank you very much. This is the check-in episode. I hope the past episodes, if you haven't listened to them, go press play on those so you can see where we've been. And I look forward to continuing this journey with you. Thank you for tuning in. I hope each episode brings you inspiration to embrace every new day. To support this podcast, consider booking me as a speaker for your next conference, school assembly, youth event, Bible study, or any special occasion where I can share the message of Rising 365. To arrange this, simply send me a message or email at rising247365@gmail.com. Additionally, you can support by liking, sharing, and rating the podcast on your preferred listening platform. Until we meet again, this is Mike Pena. I am Mike Pena, reminding you to rise and seize the gift of a new day. You are destined for this moment.